So hi, everybody. Welcome to The Call. I'm David Wolf here with Rick Frischman. Hi, Rick.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, thanks.
How are you? Good afternoon and good evening.
I think it's all of those things. Yeah. So we're here to talk a little bit about the opening and expanding market for authors in the area of digital downloadable releases. Rick, you're, I'm sorry to do this, but I know you're kind of a veteran in the publishing world, and it's changed over the years. I guess this is one of the big changes you've seen of recent, right?
Oh, yeah. Everything's changing so fast, and PR people are trying to figure it out. Publishers are trying to figure out. It's a whole new world with e-books, and now every day, you know, the Sony Reader, and now obviously Apple's coming out with their big, you know, reader. So people are trying to figure out the best way of getting this stuff out and how to make money, and, you know, should we not do it at all? Certain publishers are saying, you know what, I just want to sell my books in bookstores, and I don't even want an e-book. I don't think they're smart, but everyone has different ideas on this.
Right, and I know at Morgan James, you guys, correct me if I'm wrong, haven't you guys been involved with some new technology that allows an author's book to be published, like, right on site, on demand? It's called something like the Espresso.
Oh, it's unbelievable.
Tell us about that. Yeah.
Well, I mean, just so people understand publishing, I mean, in general, you print a book, offset, you print 1,000 or 5,000 or 100,000 books, and you ship it to bookstores, and you hope people buy it.
Right.
And the book is there on consignment, and if people don't buy it, they all come back. And it's kind of an antiquated formula, which is from the Depression, that has never changed, which is giving books in the bookstores. You pay shipping in, you pay shipping back, and praying that it sells, and basically you're just loaning the books. But nobody actually buys it. And
right.
The return rate is like 40-50%, which
Yikes.
Is just crazy. And that's the way publishing has worked for the past 100 years or so. Well, now there's a new thing, a newer, which is POD, print on demand. And last year there were about 550,000 books published, and probably 200,000 of those books were print on demand, where literally someone buys a book on Amazon, the book is printed today and shipped out tonight, and you guys get the book tomorrow. And that's, you know, and then the technology has gotten much better, where now it's very hard to even see the difference between a POD, print on demand book, and a regular offset book. It's not quite as good,
right?
But it's not terrible.
Right. Good enough to read.
Now, so that has changed everything. And then the newest thing you're talking about, we were at the book convention last year, and literally we have these new machines which are popping up all over the world in certain bookstores. Like, there's one in London, and there's some in bookstores all over America, and I think this is going to get more and more popular, where literally someone goes in, says, hey, do you have, where's your, I'm just picking a book that I wrote, and they say, no, we don't have that, you know, But they said, well, we have a machine here. We'll look up the ISBN number. An ISBN number is just a license plate for the book. And we'll be able to print it for you right now. They put it in the machine, and 10 minutes later, the machine prints out your book, including the cover, and you have it there right on site.
So I'm guessing
I think that is going to change publishing quite a bit, because then you don't have to even wait a day for the book. They print it right on the spot.
Yeah, so the customer's happier.
That's changing.
Yeah. The customer's happier. The authors, I'm sure this reduces the incidence of returns, right?
Well, yeah, they're not going to return it if they're printing the book right there.
Yeah.
Then there isn't a return. If they elect to get it, they buy the book on the spot, they're not going to return it, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
They want that book. You know, my guess is probably, I don't know, but I would do it where it's not returnable. If I'm printing the book for you right here, it's costing me X amount, you know, you got to take it.
Yeah.
But it's changing the whole world. And then, of course, e-books, which we thought was going to change the whole industry, and that no one would ever actually, you know, read or buy a real book anymore. Well, that is actually starting to get some legs, where it's not going to change, you know, where people aren't going to get real books. But I just flew back from Florida, and on the plane I saw several people with Kindle. So, I think Kindle has changed everything where it's really easy to just load in 100, 200 books, and you can read it there on the plane, you can read it on the beach, you can read it on vacation, and it's getting more prevalent. And now that Apple has come out with their new tablet, I think, and we'll see, but I think that's going to beat the crap out of Kindle.
Yeah, so there's
doing everything. And we'll see. It's not out yet, but I think it's going to change everything.
Wow. Well, you know, I've been around the audio business for years, and one of the things I want to call people that have listening to this call to know about a business that really extends and kind of builds on a lot of the innovations that are happening that you're describing in sort of this physical world of printing books. I've taken what I know about audio production and begun to apply it to the digital download audio world. And I want callers to know about us. We're called Authors Digital, and the website, you can go and check us out over there. It's www.authorsdigital.com. A lot of the kinds of paradigm shifts that you're describing in print, I'm looking to help authors do the same. The efficiencies of digital download are just so enormous. Again, you don't have this thing where there's returns. You have portability in terms of an audio or even an ebook can be can travel with someone so they can consume it and download it from anywhere. There's also something that I've found, and you know, I'm recording authors reading their own books. We've just finished. We've got about 6-7 titles in production right now. With each author, to hear them read their own title is they're so familiar with their own platform, what they have to say. I just find that it's a wonderful way for an author to express themselves and build platform, because you're really hearing them telling their own story through the book.
Yeah, I think it's a great thing. People still love listening to books and listening to the author if they can. I mean, it's much easier for a lot of people who just aren't great readers. They'd rather hear a book than read a book. And also, again, if you're on a plane or traveling, you know, it's much easier just to listen to a book. And, you know, a certain percentage of the population are auditory, you know, just would grasp it better if it's read to them and they hear the intonation and they hear the excitement and they just enjoy it more.
Yeah, it gets you close to the author in a different sort of different kind of experience for you as a consumer of the book. Tell me if you agree. All of these innovations, they're really just adding new channels and new ways to sell your title. Do I have that right? I mean, that's really what it's about.
I think you got it. I mean, it's not going to change. I think, you know, people are still going to go to libraries and take books out.
Yeah.
They're still going to go to bookstores and buy it. Or I think more now they are buying it on Amazon or BN.com just because it's easier. I think most, you know, it is the population, or, you know, it's just so much easier to buy a book on Amazon than to go to a store, go to Barnes & Noble, and then try to find the book, and they usually don't have it.
Yeah. Isn't it true? You probably know this. Isn't it true that in these big box stores, these major chains, they're only stocking the stuff that's really at the big bell curve, right? I mean, the stuff that's really selling, and the rest of it you got to order anyway. Is that right?
Yeah. Well, let's talk numbers. Let's say huge Barnes & Noble store, the giant store, they can, just opening today, they stock about roughly 100,000 books. Okay?
All right.
Well, let's talk about how many books there are. There are about 550,000 books published a year.
Mm-hmm.
Let's take away the print-on-demand books of 200,000, roughly.
Wow.
The bookstores won't stock a POD book because they can't return it. So let's just say, roughly, there's 365,000 if you take that away. So that's 1,000 books a day coming out every year. Now, out of the 100,000 books that they stock, 80,000 of those books are backlist titles, which are like The Bible or Catcher in the Rye.
Okay.
You know, Salinger just died, but he sold, I don't know, I think they said 160 million books.
Oh, my God.
Or Tuesdays with Maury.
Right.
So those are the books that are continuing to sell and will sell forever. And so you have only 20,000 slots in a bookstore left for the 365,000 books that are being published each year. 1,000 a day.
Oh, yeah.
So out of those 1,000 books a day, how many of those do you think will actually get in the bookstores?
Bingo.
Five?
Right.
Ten?
Right.
100 maybe?
Right.
I don't even think 100. So when you go to a bookstore, the odds of you finding the book you're looking for are not great unless it's a major bestseller. So, I mean, they're carrying the ones that are the New York Times bestsellers, you know, the Barnes & Noble bestsellers, the ones right. that are just, you know, their top books. But the rest of them, they say, we'll order for you. Or people, frankly, just go to Amazon and buy it there. And it's also cheaper. I mean, unfortunately, you know, if you go to Barnes & Noble, you're going to probably pay more than if you go to Amazon.
Right.
Where they'll discount the book 20-30% or something.
Right. Yeah.
So that's just the reality of what's going on in the publishing industry. It's good news and bad news. You know, there's that people now are getting the books, you know, online. They're getting it digital. They'll get it in their, you know, ebook format, whether it be on a Sony reader, on a Kindle, or new Apple reader, whatever it is, they're going to start buying it that way.
Yep.
But it's changing, you know, or your audio version, and they want to hear the author read it.
Absolutely.
But it's changing, so that's the story.
I got to tell you, when I was at Authors 101 University in Vegas just a couple months ago, I guess now we're sitting in January, the end mm-hmm. of January here of 2010, for those listening, I heard, and I know you know this too because you keep your ear to the ground, there are a lot of these 365,000 people that are publishing books or books being published by these people, they're frustrated because they want to find new ways to get their voice heard, to build their platform. And one of the missions of Authors Digital, we want to give people the ability, or help authors have the ability, to get the word out about who they are and, of course, increase their sales in the process of all that. So that's one of the reasons right there that I saw, well, look, there's a market for this. As a, you know, as a business person, I thought there's a lot of authors out there that want to find new ways to sell their books other than on a shelf where there's limited inventory. It's really a scarcity model, the brick-and-mortar store model, at least from my perspective. So one of the things that fascinates me about the work you're doing over at Morgan James is this idea of the entrepreneur as an author, or the author as an entrepreneur. Tell us a little bit about how that works. It absolutely ties into the work I'm doing, as you know. Conceptually, what does that mean when an author's an entrepreneur?
Well, publishing has changed again over the years where, you know, as a publisher, I'm looking for someone who has a platform, who has a radio show, a TV show, is a professional speaker, has a big list of people who get their newsletter and, you know, love what they're doing, et cetera, and will promote the book when it comes out, because most publishers just these days don't have really budgets or staffs to do a big publicity campaign. We're looking for the author to do it. Number two, what we've taught authors is reality is that you're probably not going to make a huge amount of money with your book, but what is the book going to do for you? By having a book, you will become the leading authority in your subject. You will be looked at in a different way by peers, by competitors, by customers, where you can charge more for what you're doing, negotiate less, because you're looked at as an expert. In addition, the media will think of you in a different way. I had a book come out called Networking Magic. I have 11 books out now.
That's right.
I'm not the greatest networker in the world. I'm pretty good, you know.
Yeah.
But when my book came out, the New York Times got a hold of it and interviewed me.
Wow.
And did a story on networking and quoted me as like the top networker, et cetera. So,
beautiful.
You know, whether I am or I'm not the best networker, the New York Times said I was because I had a book out.
Bingo.
It made me the authority.
Yes.
That's what it does when you have a book, is that, I mean, we have several authors whose book sold okay, but it didn't, you know, didn't make them a huge amount of money. I think it sold 3,000 or 5,000 copies. But because they had the book out, their business went up 30%, just because they were looked at in a different way.
Yeah.
And that's what entrepreneurial publishing is not, you know, don't do it because you think you're going to change the world and sell 5 million books. You know?
Yeah.
Maybe you'll get lucky, but probably it's not going to happen. What is it going to do for your business, your career, your speaking? And lastly, do it because you want to give back in some way and help people. We give actually a portion of every book we publish to Habitat for Humanity.
Oh, wow.
And we build houses in Virginia, and after we build a house for them, We actually give them a library of books. So we put a roof over their head, and then we try to fill their head with knowledge as well. So do something to help and give back in some way.
I love that, Rick.
Obviously, you know, what's just happened in Haiti. I mean, there's
I know.
Tons of ways that you can help and give back to people.
Absolutely. Taking a portion of your proceeds. Yep, that's beautiful that you guys are doing.
Whatever it is.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if this is going to be on before March. Hopefully it will.
Yeah, this will be posted soon.
Okay, well then we should make sure, let's invite people to, you just mentioned you were at Offer 101 University.
Absolutely, yep.
In October, we have a new one coming up March 5th and 6th in Los Angeles, right at the LA airport. And go to Offer101University.com. We have amazing people teaching. Mark Victor Hansen, who sold 140 million books. Barbara DeAngelis, who has 14 number one bestsellers. Tom Antion, one of the top internet marketers. Armin Morin.
Yep, Armin's great.
Who is the $65 million man. I mean, again, teaches people how to make money in business and on the internet, et cetera.
Yes.
Just to name a few, but we have editors and agents from all across America who are looking to meet you.
Yes.
And talk to you about your book and get you published. So go to author101university.com. There's still an early bird special. You can bring somebody for free. And hopefully, David, you'll be there as well.
Absolutely.
Where do you live?
I'm based in Albuquerque. I'm in the high desert over here, so I'm not far from LA.
I remember that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And, you know, I want people to know, too, that this was an amazing event, the Authors 101, because it's really from that Authors Digital was launched. We're all about helping authors take their titles that they've already got in print over to the digital downloadable market space to give them flexibility, to give them new channels. And one of the things I wanted to mention in closing is that one of the things we do is we interview the authors and celebritize them immediately. You talked a little bit about the power of the New York Times having got a hold of your book, and now suddenly you're the expert. This whole positioning idea can be very easily done. We're already working in audio. We're working in the digital domain. We interview the author. When you do a project with us, we interview you and we put you on the Small Biz America Network, which is an internationally heard streaming radio channel for entrepreneurs. And then we give you a copy of that audio so that you can virally spread it across the internet and even use it for PR purposes. So I want folks to know that. It's authorsdigital.com. And so Authors 101 University.
Author 101.
Author with no
University.
S. Yeah, Author 101 University.
Author 101 University. .com, exactly.
Great. Or authorsdigital.com for all of the
exactly. And then they should be able to get to it from your site, I believe, too.
Yeah, we'll be, yeah, we'll
post it.
Yep. It'll be posted with this it'll be posted with this call.
And if you come and meet David, I mean, David is so sexy that it's worth it, you know, if you're, you know, just to come see him.
Well, you once said that I had a radio face, and you know, I'm afraid
that's right. You have a face for radio.
Yeah.
But actually, you look marvelous in person as well.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. And Rick, thanks for you know, getting on this call and chatting with me about all things new publishing, new co-publishing. It's great stuff. It's a very exciting time on the planet and in publishing, especially for authors, because now they can all have a voice. The world is becoming flat. I'll see you soon.
It is. Well, I can't wait to see you in March and see everybody, all your listeners.
Totally.
And,
yeah.
Anyone has any questions, you know, just we're happy to help you in any way we possibly can.
Absolutely. We're going to be sending this out to the folks through the Morgan James channels as well as Small Biz America, so we'll have a lot of folks listening to this. And do email us through either of our sites, Author 101 University or authorsdigital.com. Thanks, Rick.
All right, great being with you. Thank you.
Yeah, man, always. Bye-bye.